We are thinking about some of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives and how important this is. Many people say they are spiritual Christians and they feel they are spiritual Christians, and yet somehow, mysteriously, they have few of the ministries of the Spirit in their lives. Spiritual Christians are not only spiritual controlled and spiritual filled, but they are Christians who have the ministry of the Holy Spirit fully working out in their lives, meeting the deepest needs of their lives, satisfying God in every way, not only in their personal lives, but in their relationship with other Christians. And so if we're going to be spiritual, we're to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led and people who experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit in their lives. I want to turn in our Bibles now to John chapter 13. Let's go back to the Gospel of John. John chapter 13. Now, this is a long passage, and I want to deal with it very, very briefly. The disciples had come to the table of the Lord just 13 hours, 12 hours perhaps, before Jesus was going to be crucified. They'd come to the table of the Lord with an arrogant attitude. They'd come there arguing among themselves who was the greatest among them. And they had none of the spirit of humility, which we've already spoken about, but not only that, they didn't have the spirit of servanthood towards the other members of the body there of the apostles. And now they've come to the table of the Lord, and the Lord Jesus has done something to them that has totally embarrassed and humiliated them. The Lord Jesus is their Lord and Master, but he had gotten up from the table where they were eating. He took a towel and a basin of water, and here the Lord and Master, the Lord God of glory, the divine Son of God, is kneeling before them washing their feet. None of them were willing to wash each other's feet. In fact, none of them had even thought to get a basin of water and wash the Lord's feet. Here he was, their Lord and Master. They should have been bowing down before him. Please, may I wash your feet? But instead, the Lord Jesus is washing their feet. And they beg him. Peter especially says, Lord, you'll never wash my feet. No, I'm going to wash your feet. And then, at the end of that thing, the Lord Jesus sits down and he has this to say. Verse 13, you call me Master and Lord. You call me that. I'm not really, I guess, with you, but you call me that. And you say, well, we are this, for so I am. If I then, now this is a conclusion, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Then verse 16, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. Now, what is Jesus saying here? Some people say, well, in our service next time we have the Lord's table, we're going to wash each other's feet. That's not what he's teaching. He's teaching servanthood. In those days, they needed to wash the feet of one another. They would wear sandals in the dusty roads. They would come in. Their bodies might be clean, but their feet were not. And so usually a servant would come and wash their feet before they would sit down and eat. Now Jesus is saying, you disciples have been trained by me. You have everything you need. You're going to have the indwelling spirit, but you don't have a spirit of servanthood. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, and we've seen this in Philippians 2 and Ephesians chapter 4, one of the ministries of the Spirit is to give us a spirit of servanthood to each other, serving one another. And this is a humiliating thing. And the disciples probably felt this when Jesus taught it to them. How can I get down before Peter and wash his feet? That might make him greater than I am. And I want to be greater than he is. No, lose that spirit of trying to be greater than others. Develop a spirit of servanthood. I have been greatly blessed in my life as I have gone from church to church to watch and see which among the brothers and sisters of this church are the real servants of the church. Some people are like this. They're always helping someone. They're always doing some act of service. They're not embarrassed to serve other people. They'll put on an apron if we're having a church supper of some kind. They're the ones that serve the table. They're the ones that clear away the dirty dishes. And you think to yourself, this brother doesn't have to do that. No, there he is. He's clearing away the dirty dishes. And in every way they serve other people. They bring food when a brother is sick. The wife will spend hours cooking, baking cookies or preparing food or sharing their clothing with a brother who doesn't have enough to wear, or in some way lending sympathy by visits to the hospital. That's what servanthood is. And this is what Jesus is teaching. Jesus is saying, I'm your example of servanthood. I've been a servant. I'm serving you. I came down to this earth to die for you. I left heaven's glory to do it. And I'm teaching you that you are to be servants. You're to follow my example. And if you're going to be a follower of me, follow my example and be a servant of each other. I would pray, brothers and sisters, that God the Holy Spirit will also have this ministry in your life. I'm not a servant naturally. We've said before, we're selfish by nature. But I can be a servant as the Spirit makes me a servant. He humbles my heart and gives me a deep desire to serve other people. And I pray this for each of you.